Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sup, let's go. This Cuomo thing has me, giving me a rash, man. This guy. This line of crap, this stupid speech he gave yesterday, flat out ignorant, man. This made me angry, quite frankly. I'm going to play some of the clips of that, but I want to read you. So in case there's doubt in your mind, in case you watched him and felt empathetic, in case you're one of those guys who thinks, oh, my man, he's Italian. He kisses people on the cheek. He likes to hug and touch people. Go away, man. Shoe fly. Come on, man. All my relatives are from Italy as well. I've worked for a lot of Italians and never worked for one that kissed every woman like that on the cheek and hugged them and groped them. It's disgusting. Guy needs to go. I'm having flashbacks to Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. If these guys were CEOs, they'd have been fired last year, 10 years ago. They never would have got hired. If they work for any industry, they're done, gone, fired, kaput, vanished, vamoosed. But because you can't do anything to them, and if you impeach them, they still don't go home. Mr. Trump, Mr. Clinton, doesn't matter, man. They just dig in and say, to hell with all of us. It's annoying, man. And it brings out all the pain for every woman out there that's listening that has been harassed. And I know who you are, and I know you have been. I know it sucks. Just one of the snippets from this report that Mr. Cuomo says everything he did was cool and all of it's appropriate. And if he did anything wrong, he didn't know he was. Check this out. From the report. Just one of the cases, Cuomo noticed a female state trooper he fancied at a public event, okay? Had her transferred to his personal protective detail. Though she lacked the minimum necessary tenure. Then sexually harassed her on a number of occasions. This included caressing her stomach and back. Kissing her on the cheek in the presence of another trooper and asking her for kisses. That's okay? The report concludes the governor engaged in conduct constituting sexual harassment under federal and New York state law. He broke the law, man. Says he was an affectionate old school guy. Affectionate old school guys don't caress state troopers. Sorry, man. I know a bunch of troopers. 180-page report. They interviewed nearly 200 people. 11 women, can't be lying. Great, great, great detail. And those disgusting pictures, those pre-produced pictures that he produced of him kissing people on the cheek. Come on, man. I was born at night, but not last night. I was born on a Wednesday, but not this Wednesday. Go away, Cuomo. I normally wouldn't care about the governor of New York, but this is dangerous stuff. And for folks who think he did the right thing and that he's being wrongfully accused, you got to read this report. Read it. Where are all the liberals now who wanted every single man who ever harassed anyone fired until it became Clinton or Cuomo? Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Come on, man. Had to grab Laura who is a fantastic columnist, very intelligent woman. And I use her all the time from Pretty Political. But her story and her career is marked by this sort of harassment. And I got to hear her story and her first take on Cuomo. Laura, thanks for doing this. I know it's not comfortable for you, is it?
No, it's incredibly uncomfortable, actually. It's not really a story I tell often because I don't like the victim mentality. And it was something that I had to go through early on in my career. This is definitely, I do not want to make this political like everything else. It's more of a male-female issue. And when you're coming up in business, especially as I was 20-some years ago, when men get into power and they flirt and they compliment and sometimes do exactly what Cuomo did, those hugs, the little bit of a touch, want to rub your shoulders, you know that if you shut them down, your career is going to go with it. You know it. And those are the subtle types of sexual harassment that women haven't talked about for a very long time. And I never bothered talking about. You smirk. You kind of like back them off a little bit, but you know that if you say, hey, stop, that's totally inappropriate, that your career will tank right along with it.
Your career entailed a very successful career on television, quite frankly, and you contend that you would not have been promoted unless you, I don't even know the word to use, submitted to sexual harassment daily. Is that accurate?
Yeah, if you didn't play along, to a certain extent, and that's a terrible thing, and maybe why I don't tell that story, I feel a little bit like a sellout. But the person that would do that to me was the person that was actually pushing and promoting me in that industry. And I'm telling you, when all the Harvey Weinstein, I was on a way lower scale, right? way lower totem pole. But you get around these men that are more powerful, and they flirt. And they joke around with you. And if you don't play along, and I'm not saying do anything with them, but if you don't walk a fine line, they'll find another one. And then you don't have a job. And that's gone on for a very, very long time. And it's funny, as you get older, you learn to spot it. As time went on, men got a little more frightened to do that thing. In the entertainment industry, and I'm certainly in politics, the power is so deep that it makes it far, far easier because they can replace you in a heartbeat.
Hold on, all right?
And they can...
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
Well... I guess the state troopers that witnessed him groping a female state trooper that he inappropriately had transferred into his detail so he could grope her, I guess that trooper was lying. What the Cuomo, Clinton, Trump all have in common, huh? Man, ignorance, man, by definition. Play one more, please, Michael.
I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am.
Delusional, man. 11 women. 11. 178 witnesses. Come on, man. This is an anecdotal info from anonymous sources. Laura joining me, who... flat out states she would not have been promoted in our business in media to a very good job with a very good network if she did not succumb to harassment almost daily. Give me an example of what a day would be like, my friend.
Calling me into his office, and I was divorced. Again, why a single mom, so I obviously needed the money, and would call me in and say, why don't you just marry me instead? Why don't you just be with me? What do you need all this work for? And it's like, okay. You know, and the same thing, the hug. Oh, come give me a hug, and a hug that lasted too long. Come into my office and rub at my shoulder. It was every day. And it was funny because there were other men in the company that saw it and really hated it. Oh, did they hate it? And I would constantly, you know, play it down and back away and kind of almost make excuses for him. Like, he's harmless. Just let him go. I'll get him off of me. You know, I really don't think that even at the time I understood what was going on. That's why even when you ask me, were you ever sexually harassed, I have a hard time putting those words on it. You know, like, putting a term to it, because it's embarrassing. And it was honestly something that just had become so commonplace to me, especially, I'm sorry, in the entertainment industry. It's real common. It was real common back then, 20-some years ago. That's why when I saw Cuomo, Marty, I know him. I know
it's like
that
a time
guy.
Warp. Laura, is it not like a time, warp?
It's a time warp. He truly could pass a lie detector that he doesn't think he did anything wrong. Guys like him think that if they don't physically rape you, that they're not sexually harassing you. There's like this, they don't grasp the concept that because their power is so much higher than yours, that when they start this flirting or kissy cheek stuff, you have to accept it and just deal with it because they can destroy you. It's like they don't even, that's not sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is grabbing you in a place that I shouldn't grab you, or, you know, doing things like that. It's like, no, it's more subtle, and it's always been more subtle. And because it's so subtle, it's really hard to prove.
Hey, when it was happening, did you know you were being harassed? Now, that might sound stupid, or do you just think it was part of the play?
It took me years to put that name to it. Because he was also in an odd way kind of my friend and business mentor. I had very, very, very mixed feelings towards it because he was helping me, but then there was always this dance that I had to play with his ego.
Yeah. If you didn't let him massage your shoulders, you're not getting the gig that you wanted a gig, right?
Yeah, and that's a really hard thing to even admit to yourself because you sound like a sellout. And, you know, me at this age would never tolerate it. He'd get punched in the mouth. But when you're 20-something and you have kids to feed and you're a single mom, you play the game. A lot of people play the game.
Hey, what do him and Cuomo and Clinton and Trump all have in common? They're predators.
They're all men.
Predators. They're creepy.
Well, I mean, listen, that's where it doesn't get it. This goes across the political spectrum. This also goes with case by case by case and what is going on, because some people actually are crossing the line into actual physical assault with these women. I do approach it case by case because there's the other side of things where I'm a realist. People can also get accused of things that they might not be guilty of.
No, that's true. Laura, did you, in your high position in the media, which I'm not going to get into, I don't think it would be fair to you. Did you ever come into contact with Bill Clinton?
I did. This is, but it wasn't with the media. I was 19 years old. This is the infamous story. And I met him on the campaign trail, and he shook my hand too long and sort of did the second hand up my arm, sort of rubbed at it. And, I was in college at the time, and I said to my friends, oh, he's a creep. I kept telling them, oh, he's a creep. He got a hit on me. And they're like, whatever. When the Monica Lewinsky thing came out, I can remember, like, mic dropping to my friends. I was like, I told you he was a creep.
Was he campaigning for president when he hit on you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He was campaigning for president. And I was waiting in a receiving line. I wanted to go meet him, even though I'm a lifelong Republican, thought it would be cool.
Right.
And he was going through, shaking everybody's hands, and he walked onto me and gave me, like, shook my hand. And a girl knows, like a woman knows, he just looked at me like I was lunch and kind of rubbed a little bit. And I just knew. I was like, oh, he's a creep.
Yeah.
That's why none of this with Cuomo and any of it, it doesn't even shock me.
Yeah.
It shocks me that it shocks people that this hasn't been going on for years. And it doesn't matter if they're politicians. It's men with a tremendous amount of power
That's right.
wielding it.
That's right.
you know, wielding it. And they don't have to say it, Marty. They never will say it. They're not stupid. They don't have to say, hey, go along with this or I'll destroy you. Women aren't dumb. We know.
No, and it's a hell of a point and a hell of a story. And I know it's uncomfortable for you, but I respect
it. It's really uncomfortable because the woman I am now is not the girl I was then. That's what I want to make clear. Women now have much more of a voice, and we put ourselves in power. And I think men of all, there are still a lot of good men in power out there.
Right.
But, yeah.
It's dangerous. Laura, you're the best. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye.
It's amazing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.